Ron Johnson demands Gary Peters retract false Russian disinformation claim after Hunter's laptop authenticity. By Wendell Hasebo on September 16, 2022. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, is demanding Senator Gary Peters, DME, retract his false allegations that the 2020 Hunter Biden laptop reporting was a Russian disinformation campaign. Given the laptop has been confirmed as authentic now even by the establishment media. Well, after it was originally confirmed by Breitbart News's politics editor Emma Jo Morris before the election. Do you want to retract that false allegation now? Now that we know that the Hunter Biden laptop is accurate? Johnson questioned Peters in a Senate committee hearing. There's not been one scintilla of information in the report that's ever been refuted. It was 100% accurate. Peters wryly responded, let's just focus on the topic at hand. In 2020, Peters and Senator Ron Wyden, Dior, issued a press release that suggested Hunter's laptop was disinformation intended to disrupt President Joe Biden's political hopes. It is unconscionable that the chairman are continuing to advance false information intended to undermine our democratic process at the expense of the bipartisan work we should be doing to protect our national security. Peters wrote of Johnson's belief that Hunter's laptop was authentic. This sham investigation was an attempted political hit job facilitated by the State Department and rooted in the disinformation pushed by a pro-Russia operative and Russian asset who is under U.S. sanction, Wyden added. As many as 15 media personalities claimed Hunter's laptop emails were likely Russian disinformation, including ex-CNN anchor Brian Stelter, who will go to Harvard to teach about media. Many media outlets used Politico's now-debunked infamous article that detailed 51 Intel officials' belief the laptop was Russian propaganda. Yet the Intel letter Politico reported actually suggested the opposite. CNN confirmed the laptop's authenticity 532 days after its initial reporting. Peters' refusal to admit he was wrong comes as Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley, RIA, demanded FBI officials answer questions in August about undermining the Bureau's investigation into the Biden family's sketchy business, after the agency falsely claimed at the time that the senators were involved in a Russian disinformation scheme. Grassley has also demanded former FBI agent Tim Tebow answer questions before the Senate about allegedly shutting down the FBI's 2020 probe into Hunter Biden's laptop. Grassley asserted that Tebow shut down a totally separate probe that is likely unrelated to the ongoing criminal probe concerning reported tax fraud by the president's son. A 2017 email from Hunter's laptop revealed that a business deal between Hunter's former business associate Tony Bobulinski, the Biden family, and high-ranking members of the Chinese Communist Party would include 10% held by H for the big guy? Bobulinski confirmed the reference to the big guy in the much-publicized May 13, 2017 email was in fact a reference to Joe Biden. Bobulinski has reportedly not been called to testify before a grand jury assembled by President Joe Biden's Justice Department to probe the reported tax fraud into Hunter. Republicans are eager to investigate Hunter's laptop because Joe Biden has been involved in the family business at least 17 times. Though Joe Biden and his staff have claimed 7 times the president has had no part in the family business. 62% of registered voters believe Joe Biden likely consulted and perhaps profited from Biden family business deals. 58% of voters believe Joe Biden played a role in his family's business. 60% said Hunter Biden has sold influence and access to the president. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor, and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.